Hey, Master Souls, Stacy here. We're talking about your inner council. We are on to the third aspect, which is the enroller. Now, the enroller is critical as a business owner. This is probably, one of the most important parts of your business. Because if you're not enrolling people into your fight, into your cause, into your business, into buying your widget and wudgets, then you don't really have a business, do you? And so the enroller is in charge of finding a way to get people involved in your cause. You know, numerology, this is a number three, which is what I consider harvest time. And that's what the enroller really embodies, is this is harvest time. This is finding a way to get things to a maturation cycle where it's ready to be plucked. This is getting your husband on board with buying that new couch, right? This is something that I'm working on dedicatedly. This is, having a conversation with a client and enrolling them. But even more than that, it is finding your crowds of people that want to actually have an enrollment conversation with you. This is about the engagement, and this is about finding your fans and finding the love and getting to the place where if you want to go save the dolphins, people are behind you. They are ready to save those dolphins, and they're ready to write those checks or stand with you on a boat. I don't even think the dolphins are endangered, but you know what I mean. This is really truly one of those aspects that says, hey, we have this widget, and you're gonna come out with this perfect tagline so that people can't realize that they can't live without this widget. Say that five times. Anyhow, the enroller is the reason that you guys are actually in university, because the enrollment process, how I drew you guys in, how I stood really firm in what I was saying, and I was so clear with our mission and where we were going, and that's what this is about. It's about getting your enroller to a place where she's so clear that she can talk in her sleep backwards, hanging upside down in Pig Latin, and the message would still be just as strong. So as we get down to a project-to-project basis, remember, when you're working with your inner council, don't deal with generalities. Get as specific as you can, right? So let's say you are selling a widget. And I'm not going to keep saying that, I promise, it's just kind of fun. If you are selling a widget, really getting clear on why you're selling this widget, what this widget does in this world, when someone uses this widget, what happens in their life? In a way, the enroller is the ultimate marketer. Yes, this is your inner voice of marketing. In respect to, this is the one who's really got to step up and say, this is where we're going, and this is how we're going to frame it, and this is how we're going to position it, and this is our battle cry, because this is so important. You know, you think of great speeches throughout the centuries, right? You think of Abraham Lincoln. You think of, with the Gettysburg Address, you think of Martin Luther King, and you think of all of these amazing speeches, even Hitler, where it's so impassioned and the message is so clear that thousands of people became enrolled in the cause. And that's the purpose of your enroller, is to find the purpose, find the message, find whatever it is about this widget where people will be enrolled in buying it, enrolled in participating in it, enrolled in standing beside you on the boat. Your enroller is such a critical part, and very often, in fact, 9 times out of 10, when I'm going through an inner council process with a project, the enroller will say, if I'm feeling stuck, the enroller will say, I'm just not sure what we're enrolling them in. I'm not sure what the mechanics are. I'm not sure how to phrase this. I'm not sure why we're doing this. And in so many ways, the enroller has to be involved in both sides of the process. It has to be involved in your inner process of why and what this means to you. And it has to be involved in the outer process of understanding why these people might understand why they need it too. So the enroller really is a bridge between what's going on with you on an internal basis and how it can materialize and be spoken of on an exterior basis. Most people, when we get stuck in a project, it's because we can't properly translate that our vision and how to express the vision are not always matching up. And that's when it's time to have a really good sit down with your enroller and say, okay, what do you need to be more clear on? What is it that we need to do to really create this more? Do we need to work with the co-creator a little bit more to see who it is we're co-creating this for? Do we need to, you know, sit down with our lover and figure out, like, how much can we love it? Most of the time, though, the enroller and the change agent work very closely together. You know, you'll notice that as we go through the circle, there's always like one or two aspects who work really well together, who are almost indiscernible, but in real subtle ways, sort of like how we talked about in the last session where the co-creator goes over to the manifestor to do its work, right? And many times when the enroller's feeling stuck, they need to have a conversation with the change agent, because everything that we create as intuitive people, we create because we feel that it's going to make a positive advancement on the planet. Somehow, in some little way, this is going to change something energetically, right? That this is going to change the world. And so if our change agent, and we'll get more into the change agents in a couple classes, but if our change agent says, this is our cause, this is why we're changing the world, then our enroller can go, oh, that's what we're standing up for. And now we could take what you're desiring to change and what you're creating, and we could create an entire environment that pulls people in, that makes them feel welcome, that enrolls them into this project, into this program, into this widget, which isn't even the same as I said before, but whatever. The enroller is critical because this is the person who actually gets people into your business or into your cause or on your platform, whatever it is that you're working at getting people into and a part of. Your enroller is in charge of the languaging and the output of that message to woo them in. Your enroller writes your private Gettysburg address. Okay? So hopefully that helps. I know that there are going to be a lot of questions on the enroller, because the enroller is one of those things that most people who are spiritual try to avoid, but it's so important that we understand the sales aspect of what it is we're doing, and that if we're not enrolling people into who we are and using the language that resonates with us and with them, and we're not pulling people in and attracting and creating this environment in which they can identify themselves and be a part of our world, then we are missing the whole point of our business. Without the enroller, we don't have a business. So it's really important that you sit down with your enroller and you create a message that resonates so deeply with you and so deeply with your future clients or investors, okay? So I love you guys all. The next aspect we're gonna dive into is our leader and our manager. And that's a fun one for those of us who are Virgos. So organized. Anyhow, I love you guys. We'll talk to y'all soon.